Everyone, welcome back to Latinas Watching Bravo. At this time, we're recording right after the episode. Roni was just on tonight, and it's a big one, the Sonia Bershon showdown. And we have our co-host from Puerto Rico, Alwin. I was thinking about you. This is your girl, Sonia Morgan.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Yes, this was an interesting episode, and I was just thinking, God. This is going to be a hard episode. And next week's going to be harder. But let's talk about this week.
Yeah.
You know, let's just go through this week and start it off.
All right. So we pick up at the end of that same fight with Ramona Ebony.
At the tattoo dinner.
Yeah.
You know, they were going to be having dinner. And at the same time, they were going at a tattoo parlor shop. And they were going to be getting tattoos. So
yeah, they haven't sat down for dinner yet. Right now it starts with Ramona still fighting with Ebony, which is weird because it was such a big fight last episode. And then they kind of really just squashed it very early on in this one.
That's something that Roni does very
right?
well. Like, they squash fights and they move on and they don't bring it up like Beverly Hills, because Beverly Hills just drag them on and drag and drag. But here, they're like, I fight with you. I say what I said. I'm moving on. And then 5 minutes later, everything's good. Let's go eat. And you're like, wait, what? What just happened?
Yeah. And just to like offer
back and forth, because I don't know if it happens to you, but for me, I even rewind the show just to make sure that I didn't miss something, because I was like, wait, what just happened? Like,
yeah.
They were like on each other's throat. And now you're like besties BFF. And I'm like, yeah, no, like the editing, obviously. But at the same time, I was like, something happened. Did I miss something? Like, did I fall asleep? And then like,
right. Did I blink? Yeah. Sometimes I do rewind because it's so odd. But it is also like you said, Roni does that. They kiss and make up very quickly after their epic fights. But even though the women squashed it very quickly, I just kind of wanted to talk about it with you, because you and I have actually had these conversations offline. And just for anyone listening, I know we've had these conversations. Shoot, I just had this conversation in the IG stories because I posted that picture of Cameron Westcott, and she was all excited because she saw Donald Trump this weekend. And
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, of course. I mean, and that was my whole point, that like, I don't think people really understand, because, you know, on Twitter, Ebony keeps getting dragged for all this. But I think it's because we haven't had any women of color, people of color on these shows with white cast, that they don't really understand. That's how a lot of us feel. For me, it is a hard line in the sand. I have stopped talking to people that I love so much. I have stopped talking to family. I changed my whole career to fight Donald Trump. And to this day right now, he's triggering for me. He symbolizes an entire, and I've talked about this in other podcasts too, right? Like, people that followed him came to my home to shoot my people, literally quoted saying, I came to kill Mexicans because of him. And so it's so infuriating to watch majority of white Twitter, not all white Twitter. It was really funny today. I had tweeted something while I was watching it, and then someone said, I'm not white and I'm sick and tired of Ebony. And I hate Roni now. And I said, well, I'm not white and I love Ebony. And I think Roni's finally worth watching. And then a white woman jumped on and she said, I am white and I think Ebony's amazing. So I was like, exactly. Like, you know, shout out to the white allies.
You know, it's just because as we talk about it, like, we understand Ebony's position right now of being the first Black woman in a whole group of Upper East Side women that have never, you know, moved outside of her bubble. For example, Ramona. Ramona has 50 friends. Her 50 best friends from last season. Do you remember a Black woman?
Or right. No. Any of them. The 13 years.
No. I've never seen anyone with her. She's never been with anyone except all copies of her. You know, white, blonde, like Missy, because that's the only one that I remember right now, and Elise, because she was dark hair. But other than that, those are her type of friends that she goes, because that's right. her bubble.
Right.
So when we have Ebony and she's coming here, she doesn't want to preach because you can see it in her face. That, but she knows the weight that she has under her shoulder about being the first African-American, mm-hmm. the first Black girl
housewife
in uh-huh. that show.
Right.
You know, and it's really hard because she knows she knows what she has to do.
Right.
And at the same time, she wants to do it, and she wanted to move on. She didn't want to be on Salem talking about this, because she even right. said to Sonya in the last episode, let's just have fun.
Right.
Because I want to pee and I want to have fun. So, but when you keep just the thing with the girls are, is especially Ebony, is that Ramona is not listening. And then you have Ramona being here, like, she's in her bubble. She's in her mindset that she's not going to listen to you, that she is like, I just want to have fun. I just want to have fun. I just want to talk about myself. Everything's superficial. Ramona never talks anything that's personal or that's deep if it's not affecting her.
Right.
She just likes everything on the surface, everything kiki. She doesn't want to rock the boat.
Right.
So, that's Ramona. But Ebony is like, no, because if we are friends, I have to tell you face to face what's bothering me. And I want you to accept that. And I want you to acknowledge that if it hurts me or not, I want to talk about it and I want to move on.
And she also wants to be a real friend. She wants to know where you stand. Do you actually see me? Or are you being fake with me?
Yeah. O sea, eso es una amiga, el que te diga la verdad en la cara, el que te diga si estás mal, y si estás bien, estás bien. O sea, y eso es lo que Ebony quiere. Ebony quiere llegar a esa amistad con Ramona, pero la realidad es que Ramona no está ahí, porque Ramona no sabe hacer eso, porque Ebony es completamente diferente en la mente de Ramona, claro. Como que Ramona's mind, she's like completely different, and she won't. And she couldn't be further from the truth, because maybe I think from all of the ladies right now on the cast, Ebony might be the one that gets her the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got herself, she started on her own. She made it her career, as Ebony has done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't came from money. She had to work for everything that she has, as Ebony has done and Ramona has done. So they have similarities and they have some things that they do, they can, you know, really, really go for it and really, you know, create a bond.
Right.
And Ebony sees that, but Ramona doesn't.
And to your, you know, to your point, we were talking about this last time too. I was rewatching the old episode where they did the 70s beauty pageant, and when she's having that big Leah is having the big meltdown with Hala Heather, she says, when she's apologizing, she says, you know, I'm so sorry, it's that right now my grandmother is dying, I can't have a heavy conversation about politics or voting. I know, I get it, and I know, but I can't have that conversation right now because my grandmother is my only priority. And the women rallied around her. And what I thought was, that is how Ebony feels. Her community, Black people are being killed in alarming rates daily. Innocent people are dying, innocent Black people and Latinos too, right? But I'm not taking the moment right now for myself. I'm speaking like what I'm watching for Ebony. But as people of color, as Latinos that are also dying in the streets and no one's talking about it, I just, it was such a poignant moment because all the women understood that. They understood from a white woman that she's speaking in pain because someone she loves is dying. And Ebony's grandmother is also dying, but also her community. So like, it just kills me that they can't fucking understand that, just like Leah says, this is my priority. This is Ebony's priority. Her people are dying. And with the same exasperation that Leah says, I can't see anything but that, that is how Ebony feels. And I just don't fucking get how people don't fucking get it. So that's my soapbox. I'll get off of it, which is a good segue, because now we see Leah just brokenhearted that Ebony's grandmother had died. And I was confused for a second. Who was suffering?
Because for the people that haven't watched the episode, they're sitting at dinner and Ebony, they're all like calm. No one's, you know, fighting and anything, but Ebony just says, I just wanted to share something with you that only Leah knows. And then Leah starts bawling, like going bawling. Like crying.
Ni puede, ni puede, hasta se le salió la baba. Yeah.
Y es como que no, ella no puede ni respirar. Tú la oyes.
Yes, casi se ahogaba.
Gasping. And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to die right there. Like, oh my God, what's happening?
And everyone's but so then, concerned. Leah was wrong. She's like, not me.
And then Leah gets mad. Like, the thing is that it's funny for me because I can see Leah crying, but at the same time, she's getting mad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she can't talk because right. she's crying. So she wants to talk and say, it's not about me. It's about Ebony. It's her. It's her. And everyone is going for Leah. And she's like, no, I'm not the one that needs it. It's her. But she can't say that because she's crying. She's like,
yeah. Like,
you know, she can't control herself.
Yeah.
So she's it's her. It's her. And like, searching for air. And I'm like, oh, good God, what's happening
here? Oh my gosh, she got ripped to shreds on Twitter. People were just dragging Leah. And I was laughing so hard because, okay, side note, it reminded me of my best friend and I pulled a Leah, my best friend in the whole world. It's like a fucking tin man. She like never fucking cries. And when her father passed away, first of all, my best friend comes from like a family of pinches cabronas. Like they roast each other on the daily, even at funerals and stuff. They're just that kind of people. And so, you know that, you know, they survive through laughter a lot. And when my best friend's father died, not only was I very close to him also, but I knew how close she was to him. But like, because she's so, you know, solid and strong, she wasn't crying. Like I was a mess. I was crying. My heart went out to her. Well, it was so funny because she was laughing at me because during the funeral at one point, people that like didn't know that I wasn't part of the family were like coming up to me to give their condolences. and her family were cracking up. And so it's like a big running joke now. And she always makes fun of me. So I was laughing so hard. But I actually knew her father for many years. It wasn't like in Leah's case where you know, someone tweeted like she's acting like she grew up with Ebony's grandmother and learned to cook with her in the kitchen. And it was like that. Yeah, I don't think Leah even met Ebony's grandmother.
No,
but
she didn't met. She never met.
I was laughing so hard at myself.
But the thing is that this is where Ramona comes through.
Right.
This is where you can see Ramona being like, a girlfriend, you know, like she's a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Because she put everything aside when she was mad with Ebony before and she didn't want to talk about politics. She was, when Ebony said, my grandmother died this morning at 7 a.m., that first one that really went to her and jumped on her and almost like didn't let her breathe because she was choking her. Was Ramona trying to give her a hug? Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm here for you. I'm so sorry for your loss. And you're like, wow, that's the thing, because that's the real Ramona, because Ramona can't fake that. She can't fake that type of, you know, emotion, because Ramona, it's bad at faking. And we've seen it for the past
for
13
sure.
years.
And then we also find out in the deleted scenes from the episode before that Ramona reached out to Ebony to go shopping together.
Yeah.
For the leather outfit. She, you know, because she tells Sonia, I'm going to be twinning with her. But I thought that was also sweet of Ramona that she said, you know, I wanted Ebony to feel included. And so we, like, they should have filmed that. That's what I would have loved to have seen, them shopping together.
So then afterwards, they go to have their tattoos.
That's when they get the tattoos. And again, Ramona's the one with Ebony. And that's a very intimate moment. That's what I thought.
Yeah, because Ebony decides to get her grandma's name on her wrist. But even on the dinner table, Ramona was like, think about it. You're just emotional. Like, you maybe give yourself 10 days. This is an emotional day for you. And she goes through that with Ebony. You know that she is trying herself with Ebony.
Yeah, it was a very sweet scene between them. And
because in the end, Ramona can fake that.
Really? Yeah, Ramona's not that deep to fake things like that.
No,
it was a beautiful moment between them.
And then Ramona held Ebony's hand while she got it, because Ebony got it on the wrist, and that's like one of the places that really hurts.
Hell yeah, that's what I thought.
I was like, they really didn't tell her that that's one of the most hurtful places to get a tattoo, but, you know, okay then.
But again, I thought she was really smart to get that in white ink, because she's, you know, on TV and all of that. So it's not going to like show, but she knows it's there. Mm-hmm. That was so sweet of them. And I think that's part of the confusion. That's why Ebony pushes so much to break through what is Ramona, because I can only imagine. And I've been in that situation sometimes where someone is so cool with me and we vibe so much, we could practically be like BFFs, but I would feel the same way. I need to know where you stand on this, because this is how you see me in the world. And I need to know, are you just patting me on the head because I'm a good Mexican and you fucking hate all Mexicans, or you really don't believe any of his bullshit and you actually don't think that I should be treated as a second class citizen? It's a big difference. And totally. I would keep pushing too. I would have to know who I'm letting into my heart. You know, you have to protect your heart and spirit. And that's how I always see the Ebony issue. She's trying to figure out how much she can loan her heart out, because she seems to take people in very warmly. She's taken Leah in. Even with Lou, that Lou was so insulting, she really has let bygones be bygones. And she still is cool with Luna.
She wants to kiki.
Yeah. She wants to love. Mm-hmm.
You know.
She's a big ball of love. And we see her in Sonia. So I think she's just trying to protect her heart. Like, I need to know where you stand on this, because I'm a big ball of love and I don't want to let someone in that's not someone that truly, in their heart of hearts, thinks that I should be a second class citizen. Mm-hmm. I can't do that, you know? So I fully understand that. But yeah, that was a really beautiful scene ending between how that storyline wraps up with them. And now it's the next morning and she goes to, I thought that was so funny when Leah called Sonia to talk shit about Ramona.
Because that first, it happened that Ramona called Leah, and it's really funny because, like, Ramona isn't breathing. Like, talking to Ramona, she's not taking a breath.
Right.
She's just like, and you can see Leah, she's like, I just got a headache after that call with Ramona. And she calls Sonia, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You're calling Sonia that you know sleeps with Ramona on every trip? Obviously they are together, but
this is what confuses me later. Leah acts shocked as shit that Ramona has said anything negative about her. And I'm like, you just talked shit about Ramona at the beginning of the episode. You guys are not like,
yeah, but she just said to Ramona, to Sonia, like, oh, she gave me a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because Sonia has her
I thought that was so funny. All you can do at that point is laugh, right? When you get caught. So funny. And that's a generational thing, because when anyone calls me and I pick up on speaker, I don't care if I'm alone in the room, I'll always say, you're on speaker. always. Yeah, so then we know
what? Yeah, so just so you know, you're on speaker, so like,
yeah,
you can
yeah. Be aware. So then we see Ebony go talk with Bershon. And this, now that we know how this ends, it's really interesting, right? Because like how you actually pointed out last episode, Bershon really hasn't had Ebony's back in all this. She's kind of just like, right? And so she's just kind of like, well, you can be a little much is what she's telling Ebony. And that's kind of all that I really took from that scene. What did you, you know, because think about that scene with them?
Bershon is not... She just wants, for me, she just wants the fun
to live.
To live and have fun and all that. And she doesn't care to educate anyone. She doesn't care to show you her, how much she has had to work for herself, how her fight. She, like, that's not, she doesn't care about that. That's not hers to show you. If you don't get it, you don't get it, and that's on you.
Well, and to a certain extent, tiene razón, ¿verdad? Porque no conoce a estas señoras. Like, she doesn't know who y'all are. So to an extent, la entiendo. Like, if I came into a group, I don't fucking know these bitches. I'm not going to tell y'all all my true, you know, heart. I'm just going to be like, let's have a good time. So I can a little bit understand. What I don't like is that she doesn't seem to have Ebony's back, but... Also, like, not all Latinas are the same, right?
Yeah, and that's fine. Like, you know,
we can have difference of opinions.
Everyone has their opinion.
Right.
For example, both of us like Ebony, but I understand that people may not like Ebony.
Right.
And that's opinion. Like, it's normal. Like, they are what they were talking. I'm going to divert for a second here. Mm-hmm. They were talking about, oh, the rumors to yesterday, Monday, about Ramona getting fired because of the show. Ramona is not the reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, she's not the only one. And people think, oh, then Ebony has to be fired because she's the one, because this, she's the new one, and this is all her fault that this season has been so bad. And it's not hers either. It's just that it has been a hard season because in the end, we are seeing them. We've never seen Roni confront reality as it's happening, you know, because the reality has been always been a bubble.
Right.
So when you see, when we've seen some, we are seeing that they are being affected by our reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's approaching the reality. So, and that's really hard to, because we, most of the time, watch these shows to escape our reality. But when we see our reality reflected on TV at the same time and people having the same conversations that we've been having, the reactions of people that we know, because we can identify people in our lives that are a Ramona, a Leah, a Sonia, a Luan, you're like, oh my God, like, I don't want to watch this because this is too hard. Because it's really hard for me right now. I just want to have fun. I just wanted to watch them get drunk, fall in the bushes, you know.
Which is what Bershon says. Bershon says, I just want to have an escape. And I think a lot of viewers feel that way, too. And then there's a lot of viewers like me that for the first time, I feel seen on this show. So this is the first time I'm actually enjoying Roni because it's not just all white.
Yeah, but that's the thing, that's why, and I think that they shouldn't make any cast changes right now with anyone and give them another season. Well, maybe Bershon can go. I'm sorry, but yeah.
Well, and I think that rumor about Ramona was the old rumor, and I actually talked about this in the last episode, that Ramona was supposed to be friend of this season and Bershon was supposed to be a full-time housewife. Now how we see this is going, I understand why they flipped the script. So I think that rumor about Ramona is the old rumor that's barely probably making its way around, that she was supposed to be off, because that came from a Bravo insider. And so I just thought, oh, okay, it's just like barely making its way out now.
They are still like on COVID, that they can't really take their mask off, that they can't really party, that they have to be limited to,
except Sonia, she can drink through that mask.
Oh yeah, I was like, oh my God, how can she?
That was quite impressive.
like, wow, Sonia, like, you're my hero. Crazy, but you're my hero.
We skipped over the whole Pilgrim Village or Pioneer Village, sorry. And that's supposed to be their indigenous portion, but they didn't say anything about the original native tribes. And if anything, except for the word wigwam and the shelter, which is, I believe, an Algonquian word. And that was about it. I was like, this had, unless we didn't see it. We spent the whole time talking about Sonia's drinking.
You know, they went, it's awesome. So they go to this recreational village from the 1630 of Salem with the houses people dressed as they were dressed back then.
Some creepy ass shit, because it reminded me of Handmaid's Tale. I know I asked you this last time. Do you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay. It's on Hulu. Anyone listening, y'all have already seen this episode, so you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. That Salem village reminded me of Handmaid's Tale. That was some creepy ass shit. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Everyone is like, thank God I'm not living. I wasn't born in this time.
Absolutely. I agreed with, and that's where, even though we're not alike, we see that moment between Bershon and Ebony where they both realize where they were in this timeline in history. And I tweeted, amen to Ebony. I am not about to wear the clothing of the colonizers, of the oppressors. And then Leah says, are you going to hate me if I wear the clothing of the oppressor? And she's like, no, you look cute. Go ahead and put it on. And then they're, you know, for me, it was very problematic because I'm very also tuned into, you know, indigenous history. And so it was just kind of, watching this whole thing of colonizers and they're visiting. I don't know. For me, I'm just thinking of like the true history of indigenous, you know, tribes that were obliterated and, you know, killed. We're not talking about that. We still went to, which is fun, right? It's festive and I would probably still go myself, but I would have just liked some recognition of the tribes that were actually there. Yeah. And I've said this in other podcasts, you know, like always look up the indigenous history of the area you're in.
Maybe they mentioned it or something. We don't know.
I want to see the cut scenes. Yeah.
But like maybe they give them some more history, I bet, because that's the whole thing about it being a recreational place. So when Leah and Ebony go inside first, and when they come out, they hear Sonia talking about,
here we go again,
all of Sonia's problem, like, right now because I held on, so
I can't even like hear it again. Yeah, we all know it. The Morgantown house, the water pill.
Everything. And at the same time, you see Leah and Ebony talking about it. They're like, oh my gosh, she's talking about it again. Now I understand why Luann and Ramona like just don't listen to Ramona, because she's talking about it over and over again, about being a Morgan, about a townhouse, about what she lost, about the divorce that is over 10 years old, and everything. It's like, move on. Like, you need to move on.
Oh, wait, one funny part, because everyone has already seen the episode by the time you're listening to this. Did you guys catch that moment where they first arrive and then the lady tells Sonia, are you comfortable wearing this? And she's like, oh, my family's an old American family. And I was like, bitch, you are a Tremont. Don't tell me you're talking about the Morgan family. What is she talking about? I was just Sonia, stop. I don't know that the Morgans want to be associated with Salem, Massachusetts, right? Which
I bet. I don't think no one wants to be associated with that. I don't think that anyone wants to be associated with that.
It's like Sonia Tremont Morgan. She just can't let that go. The Morgan thing.
That Morgan, she really can't let it go. And I'm sad for her because
it is sad.
It is sad because I want her to move on and I want her to find someone that loves her and that really, you know, she has a great partner, but she can't really go there because she's not moving on, and she wants love and she wants all that, but she won't get it because she's not moving on, and it's sad.
Yeah, and she's already going to be 60 and she's 57, so like she really needs to start a new chapter and
gotten like a really good chapter already, but she's so hung up and on everything else that really it's sad. Like for me, it's just because I see her and I see what she can bring to the table, and I see and I want her to be happy and I want the best for her, but at the same time it's like, girl, you're not going to get it if you're going down that path.
Right. So they exit here, and now we're getting ready for the big dinner that comes up, and here's the big poo scene where Ramona needs to go to a doctor. She keeps pooing all over the place.
Sonia says, "We're a diaper."
Is it coming out? Okay, you're a nurse. How is it coming out, and she doesn't know?
I think that she was trying not to see it on the toilet, so she's just squatting over, but she's just like missing because she's not over the toilet. So I'm pretty sure that she was just like squatting, and that came out.
My god! Because like Ramona keeps dripping all over the place, and then now I'm wondering what Leah said in that Elise thing. Remember where she said she can't have sex or something about her having sex because she shits after having sex. And so I'm wondering what that was about. And I'm just like, Ramona needs to see a doctor about this. I know she's 65, but isn't that still too young to like lose your bowels like that? Or no, that's right on.
Yeah. No, it's just, that's wrong. Like she needs to control herself.
But what if she can? That's why I'm asking you in your medical opinion.
No, she has to. Like she can or take the measures necessary to do it.
Oh, like wear a diaper. That's what you're saying. If you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't. Or like, there are discreet diapers right now. They're like, pads that come that you can maybe use. But, nothing. She's 20-something and everything works like she's 20 and not 60.
I know. That's such a hard thing. She's like the Kim Cattrall. Her and Sonia really are the Samantha Jones of this bunch. Like, they refuse to accept aging. But I did love Sonia fucking laughing so hard that she peed her pants. Like, these two. And like it was a good laugh. I haven't seen Sonia laugh that hard, like that's a good belly laugh.
Like a real laugh.
Yeah,
like
a real laugh.
It was a real laugh.
Oh my god, so good.
But then afterwards they go to dinner at an Italian restaurant.
Here we go.
And that chef and the owner is Italian, and you know who's going to speak Italian? The last class. Because I lived in Italy for a year and I was a mom. Buonasera, blah, 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 blah.
I would love to see her and Dorit go at it.
That would be a great battle. I think Dorit will win.
Yeah, I think so too.
That Dorit would win that battle just because Dorit like lived for like 5 years, something like
that. I feel like Dorit would throw her shade, like Luhan would be like, I lived there for a year, and Dorit would be like, oh, okay, so you were a tourist because I actually lived there.
And I was like engaged to a local, and she's like, I get it, blah 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 blah. And
I want to see that battle go down.
Getting out that her little black book of dating men, all the Italian men that she has dated before.
So funny. I would like to see them do that. That's what I need at the next All Stars.
Talking about the Anglophilia, the Anglophile, and the Francophile. So Luan is an Italophile, something like that. Let me just check it, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
This whole scene was kind of amazing to watch, and also I instantly understood why Bershon then wasn't the full-time housewife that allegedly, supposedly, they say she was supposed to be. But yeah, this whole scene just kind of took a crazy left. And I mean, it's really, it kind of starts with Bershon and Sonia this whole time. And Bershon's just not used to Sonia-isms, where everybody else can kind of ignore her. Bershon is just like annoyed, and she has had it.
But before that, she's like, you guys are like boring.
Oh, yeah. Set them off. I've never seen Luann's nose flare so much in my life. Luann's nostrils.
What are you talking about? That we're boring? We are not boring. Like, what are you talking about? That you're not having a good time? So maybe you're the one that's boring. Because we are having a good time. So we are not, oh my God. And just because Bershon was like, you know, you guys are a little boring. Like, you're like, I think my grandma.
Did you catch that dig that Luann threw at her where she said something about, I don't know what Bershon, who Bershon's fighting with at this point. And then Luann responds, your eggs are boring.
she's like so out of control.
Yeah, she was. I mean, I love Bershon just for getting Luann that pissed.
Luann is really mad that someone called her boring. Not even grandma. She didn't get that mad when, you know, when Bethany called her a hoe, you're a whore.
No, because that's young. She didn't get that
mad where when Leah called her a hoe a few weeks back.
Right.
And it's not even as mad as when she misunderstood the whole Ebony thing about being educated. My education? I am educated. And she's, you know, but being boring.
Oh yeah, she's old. She's calling her an old lady.
A grandma? You're calling me a grandma and boring?
Mm-hmm. You know, and then Bershon's like, yeah.
Then they are, and Leah isn't drinking. Ebony isn't drinking. So the only one drinking is Bershon
and
Sonia and Ramona. And Bershon is like, so Ebony tries to divert the situation. She's like, but I want to know you. I want to get to know you better. So tell me.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to know you better. And she's like, yeah, but then they are just, Sonia is on her, because at the same time that Luann gets mad about being cold and boring, Sonia goes off on a rant about it too. And she's like, you're not calling me boring. You're not calling me grandma. You're not like, no. And they go. And right now, after that, she's like, I don't get. And Bershon gets in Sonia's face. And she's like, I don't get. You're just like, blah, 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 blah. You're like to twerk. You're like an old lady twerking. Twerk, twerk, twerk. That's old. Like, come on. Like, what? You want to twerk? Like, come on. So,
and I mean, there's a lot of moments too between Leah and Ebony, and Ebony's trying to explain, look, Leah's grandmother just died. My grandmother just died. This isn't the trip. We're not here to turn up is what, you know, Ebony's trying to say, like, plus COVID's still happening. And then Bershon explains her, you know, like she's in litigation and her eggs, and someone's, I guess the ex is trying to sue her for the eggs. It's the whole Sofia Vergara type of situation. And I guess she was trying to escape, you know, she just wants to have a good time. And I imagine, again, like when you've been given a second chance at life, you just want to have a good time. But these women were not, this wasn't the trip.
Listen to that, because
yeah,
Sonia is going at it at Bershon. So they're like trying to explain that. But they, Sonia's going on the other side of the table, talking. And you're like, you want to listen, but at the same time, you have to go to that scene and go like five times so that you can find
out. Yeah, I had to rewind it a couple times. And God bless the waitress, right? In the middle of all this, she's like, would you like to hear the specials, or is this the best time?
Mm-hmm. Want to go to dinner? Yes, this is what I'm going to have. Do you have this? You have this? Do you have this? Yes, I'll have this.
Oh my God. As a former waitress, I just had to love that moment, because that has happened. People will be like in a straight fight at a table and you're like, hi, can I take everyone's order? Oh, it took me back. But, and I know Sonia's a favorite of people's. However, it was nice to have an outsider not have to tiptoe around Sonia, or I mean, I do think she was a little harsh in the end, but as someone who just loves the chisme of it all, it was interesting to watch them kind of go at it. But you're a big Sonya fan. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, I was like, I understood. At the same time, I was like, okay, someone is calling Sonya out on her shit.
I mean, because I did gasp when she said it because it was so harsh, right? Yeah, I literally gasped.
Me, but at the same time for me, yeah. When she said, because you are a clown.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, crap.
I gasped. I was like,
Sonya died. That for me, that word is a trigger.
Yeah.
I think it may be because we've never seen Sonya act like when Vershawn called her a clown.
Mm-hmm.
That really was the trigger for Sonya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it wasn't being like, oh, you're like, you're crazy. Like you want
right. She really meant it. You're acting like a clown. You look dumb is what she heard.
And that's it. And those were the words that really triggered Sonya to be in Vershawn's face and like, one, and I want to yell and I'm going to talk loud if I want to. And you could see in Sonya's face when Vershawn called her out.
Mm-hmm.
You could just see like, whoa. And then you can see everyone on the table going like, oh.
I gasped. I like took a picture of Leah's face and I'm like, that's me right now. I'm just like, oh my God. And it's a really interesting dynamic when we look at the table, right? Because Luann's just pissed. Someone said she's a grandma and she's old. So she's over here throwing digs. And I just saw the scene again. And like, I have the captions on. She tells Vershawn, you're boring eggs. Like now Vershawn's fertility is boring. And like Luann's just throwing all these digs underneath this fight. So she's just mad. But Ramona's in an interesting position because Sonya's her lifelong friend. Vershawn's a new friend and Vershawn's her inviting guest. And so she's not taking any side, but we would assume she would have defended Sonya a little more because she's ready to jump down everyone else's throat.
That's what Luann says. She's like, come on. Like, this is your friend.
But maybe she actually thinks that too a little bit. And so she's not defending her. Is there, you think there's any of that? Or?
Because then we find out that Ramona has been talking about the girls to Vershawn. So maybe she already had her mind made up because she has been talking about everyone at the table with
Ramona. Completely. Yep.
So maybe that's what she's saying over there. That's what she's referring to being dumb and all that, because she knows information that Ramona may have given her.
That is what I thought. She's only talked to Ramona. So all these thoughts she has have come from Ramona.
So for me, that's it.
Now, was interesting here also is the dynamics of Ebony, right? Because she is the closest, aside from Leah, she's the closest to Sonya. And then Ebony is also the new Black woman in the group. But, you know, her and Vershawn haven't been the closest. And so I think it was a safe move on Ebony's part to kind of stay out of it. And we see this as the fight continues, right? So I'm just curious how Ebony is going to handle this in the light of day. Because right now she's just staying neutral, you know, and there's moments where we see when they're back at the hotel where Vershawn kind of like goes and sits next to Ebony. And for me, I was just a little insulted because all of a sudden you're on my team now, but you sure as hell weren't on my team up until now. You know,
yeah.
Like, but you have made it clear that I am somehow too much and I'm extra and that we should all have a good time. But now when it's coming down, now I'm cool. You know, now I'm over here. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. And I thought it was very telling that Ebony walks out with the rest of the girls. So it's almost in this moment where, and I was laughing on Twitter because I was like, this is the moment where all the Ramona fans that were praising Vershawn last week because she was saying what they were saying, which was Ebony was too much and she's teachy and preachy. And they were all on Twitter like, yes, Bershon. And that's what I'm saying. They all want to like hide behind Bershon. Now they all had to walk it back today because now she's coming after Sonia. And yeah. That gave me so much joy. Yeah. And that gave me so much joy that they all had to eat their words because they're all a bunch of hypocrites. They don't even know Bershon, you know?
And I understand it. I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, I'm not crossing out Bershon because she's like doing her job as a friend off. And she's like trying to rock the boat. And I'm pretty sure that she's trying to secure her spot.
But what did you think about this whole Leah thing, getting up and leaving? I don't even understand how Leah got mad that Bershon didn't tell her.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, it's obvious that it was Ramona.
Exactly.
Like, you know what? This is not fair. You want to throw something out, but you don't want to say
names.
Like, in Spanish, yeah, like in Spanish, we have a saying, like, tú quieres no decir el milagro, pero no quieres decir el santo. O sea, como que tú quieres, en el sentido de que, o sea, tú quieres decir lo que ocurrió, pero no quieres decir cómo ocurrió.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so you say, that's something that they say here in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it. She wants to, yeah, like own up to it then.
You're not going to talk about it. If you're not going to be honest, and you just want to rock the boat and just like make waves about and like rock the things that we have, the relationships between us, because that's what they see it as. Because she already came for them, calling them
boring,
drama and boring. Then she calls Sonia a clown. And now she's talking about Leah, and Leah sees all this and she's like, what are you coming from? What do you want? What do you want to really like create a rupture in this group? Because what's happening? But see, happening
isn't that a little hypocritical? Because Leah talks mad shit. And I get it. It's one of those moments like, I can do it, but you can't. You're brand new. But like, I just also thought Leah was being really ridiculous, acting like it is so out there that Ramona.
I think that really pissed Ramona, Leah off. Right, really pissed it that it came after the whole Hamptons thing. And before that, if this comment would have happened beforehand, before Hamptons and before Leah and Ramona talking it off and having a, you know, and clearing the issues that they had in the Hamptons, then Leah wouldn't have been like that. But right now, that's why she's talking about it. She's like, what are you talking about? What are they talking? Mm-hmm. What do you want to say to me? Because she already knew everything that was set up until that point. But now she's like, what are you talking about? Because what have I done now that I don't know? That's what I'm getting from Leah's side. And I'm not Leah's fan, but I can, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, towards the end of the episode, we see Leah confronting Ramona and saying yeah. And she's like, and Ramona, no, I'm sorry. And I'm like, but they talk about it because I could understand why they decided to take, you know, stand up and leave the restaurant. They weren't going to take it anymore because they were being attacked. That's what
they You felt they were being attacked? I mean, it's Roni. These bitches go crazy all the time.
It's Roni. But
that's why they do that shit all the time. I didn't think she was being
Sure that it's just that it started because they were being called grandmas, boring. Sonia was being called out a clown and dumb. And at the same time, like, Bershon wasn't like listening to it, and now she's going for Leah. And I'm pretty sure that Luann stood up thinking, she's coming after me afterwards? Hell no, I'm not going to give her.
Right. I did think that too. I'm like, Luann doesn't want any truths right now.
Then Ebony's going to obviously stand up and go with
Leah. Yeah.
Leah, because they are right now in a fragile state because they lost their grandmother. So they're like in this
And it's really interesting. In that scene, it reminded me of like any typical high school movie. All of a sudden, right? Because they've all been talking shit about Ebony for like three episodes in a row in their confessionals, right? They're talking shit about her. But in that moment, Ebony all of a sudden is one of the girls, right? And so she gets her purse, her little Chanel or whatever it was, and she's one of them now. And I don't know if you felt this way, but I felt that in that moment she became one of them, you know, like she's one of the girls now. I don't know if this changes the dynamics in the episodes, but I would put money that they're not going to talk as much shit anymore in their confessionals. I could be wrong, but it just felt like I did feel a shift in that moment that she gets up to go with them. Now she's one of the girls. She's one of them. You know, she left with Leah, and it was just so dramatic how they all walked out together, like with the coat and the swing of the purse. It was like the Wendy Slither in Potomac, you know.
Totally. The thing that came to my mind was like, who's Spain?
I know, right? And then it's Sonia. Sonia's loyal to Ramona, and Ramona wanted to get the hell out of there, but she couldn't.
Sonia was going to live with them.
Yeah.
And then she came back because of Ramona.
Yeah, she's so loyal to Ramona.
That's where she really shows her friendship.
Absolutely. Those two.
Because that's really where you ride or die. See the freaking frack of New York.
And that's where my favorite scene of the whole episode. I didn't even know what the hell these two were arguing about, because I had my eyes locked on that wine glass that Sonia was sipping, and I could have sworn it was going to fall. Not a drop. How the hell she sipped that through a mask?
I don't know. That mask has to be open in the middle because it's obvious.
That's what I said. I'm like, that can't be a very good mask then, because that's not keeping COVID out if wine's able to flush down. That was such a good scene, though. Like, I was kind of proud of Sonia. That was very impressive. I almost want to try it. Like, we should have a Sonia Morgan challenge and put a mask on and try to sip a glass of wine through it. So now we go back to the hotel and the fight continues. And I just loved Ebony's body language in all of this. She just kept turning away and turning away, because I feel like a part of her is saying, no, cabrona, you started this? Tú solita.
You come and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they are talking. So Ramona and Sonia are in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to go up and down. Sonia falls on the elevator. Oh. Then an employee of the hotel just gets on the elevator. Where do you want to go? Like, they can't even push a button.
I love that coat she was wearing, though. It looks so soft. Sonia, the gray one. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked really good. It looked really good.
I wanted to, lie in it.
So they are talking.
And they left Bershon by herself, because Bershon shows up alone. So they straight up left. I mean, I guess it's like right down the street, but still, they left her alone.
The Italian place was just down the street from
down the street.
Hotel.
Yeah. So she's walked back on her own. And freaking Frack are still in the elevator right now. And now the rest of the girls are sitting there with Bershon, and nobody is feeling this moment.
And then they're like, Ebony tries to get Bershon to say, to apologize to grandma being born thing. You know,
do you feel we need an apology, though? Does that require an apology, really?
Actually, you know, no. Like, that's your perception of that. And I could say, you know what? That she could have just said the classic housewife. You know,
I'm sorry you feel that way.
I'm sorry you felt that way. That wasn't really trying to offend you. And that's it. But the thing is that, because that's what really put Ramon, you know, really kicked off Luann off her rocker. She was like, you're not calling me a grandma and you're not calling me boring. So that's where Luann was like the tip of the iceberg. She was like, no. And Bershon, and so Ebony is trying to get Bershon and Luann to talk, to clear the air and move on, because this is stupid. You don't need to get mad for being called boring and grandma. If you think that, fine, that's you. That's on you. I know I'm not that, so that's you. If you're thinking that, that's, you know, whatever. But Luan really, really was affected by it.
She really was. I don't think she needed an apology, though. I mean, sure, it was rude, right?
But just say the classic house of apology. I'm sorry if you felt that
but
way.
But what if I don't want to? What if I don't want to tell you? Well, I'm sorry.
They need that to move on. You know, they need that to move on. It's not about not wanting to. It's just that they need that to move on.
See, those are the little parts that sometimes I'm on Bershon's side because I'm like, nah, I'm not sorry about it. You're just going to have to live with it.
And if not an apology per se, you can just like phrase it another way. Like, you know what? It wasn't I didn't want to call you boring. Like, you know what? I'm sorry about using that word.
Well, she did say that at the Italian dinner. She tried, but they were all too pissed off. She said, yeah.
So she could just go like that.
Because she did try that at the Italian restaurant. She said, you know what? I used the wrong wording. I just wanted an escape. Yeah. And I thought that was fair. But they are all pissed and don't care at this point anymore. But it's interesting because if Bershon, and, you know, we don't know if she's a heavy drinker or not. Leah's like, no, she's not drunk. But we don't know. We've never seen Bershon drinking. So, like, if this is Bershon intoxicated, it's going to be very interesting because her and Sonia are almost como el mismo nivel de alterada, no? Like, they're matching energies.
Yeah.
In this state. And so, although it's probably problematic, as we see right now, before it's problematic, it's highly entertaining. And like, I'm watching it again right now and I just can't even believe this happened. But they interviewed Ebony and Watch What Happens Live, right? And she says she feels that Sonia just took a lot of those lessons from the boxing ring and like turned it up times a thousand. Yeah. And maybe that's it, right? I thought she was just drinking, but maybe there is more to it. And she felt like, no one's going to pick on her.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Exactly.
I'm not going to take it anymore. And she's like, you are? Sonia's not a hoe. I'm not a hoe. You said I'm a clown. I didn't. And then Bershon is like, I didn't call you a hoe.
I didn't call you a hoe. I called you a clown. Yeah.
And then she's like, and Sonia's like, I don't care about calling me a hoe. But I'm not a clown. I'm
right.
Not dumb.
Get it. Yeah, get it right. And then I thought it was interesting. You know, this thing with I don't see what the problem is with hoe either. And Leah's like, why does she have to be a hoe and brainless? Why can't someone just be a hoe?
Yeah.
And I have to agree with her. Yeah. Why can't we just be hoes? It doesn't it has nothing to do with intellect. But see, right now I'm finding it amusing until we see, you know, the preview, and it's about to get serious. And now I'm just kind of like, So Bershon's still very interesting to me. I know she got a lot of backlash today on Twitter. I'm not hating yet. I'm watching as a fan. But I understand because, like, you know, Sonia's a fan favorite. It's tough.
I understand. And I am. And Sonia is one of my favorites. And you know that everyone knows that. I'm talking about it here. But at the same time, I understand what Bershon is saying. And it's the truth. Like, it gets to a point that it's a truth. Like, maybe the delivery wasn't like
in the best. Yeah.
Let's just say that. But I can't fault Bershon for what she's saying because she is calling it out to her face right now. But I don't think, like, for me, this is a trigger.
Yeah.
So I think that there's something else going on, and we're going to find out on the next few episodes.
With Sonia.
Because this is the start of the big fight that Sonia has on the hotel that we saw, that I told you about at the beginning. Mm-hmm. On the trailer, that she attacks someone, and attacking someone is Bershon. So she tries to attack Vershawn.
So and that's the only thing that's so un-Sonya like. I've never, like, Sonya's gotten pissed and whatever. Like, remember even last year when they were at Ramona's and they were fighting with Leah and it was her and Tinsley? Like, that was an alterada moment and she was pissed off. But then she ends up going to the bathroom with Leah or someone and then they end up laughing. Like, she's angry and she's staying angry. And I've never really seen Sonya stay at a 10 angry. And so I'm very curious. But I think you're right. I think Vershawn may have tapped on a nerve that Vershawn didn't even know she was going to. Because I think Vershawn's just...
anyone knew about it.
Yeah, because I think Vershawn's just one of those people. And I've met people like that. They're the people that if you say, hey, do I look fat? They'll tell you, yeah. And then you're like, oh, my God, that hurt my feelings. And they're like... no, I'm just telling you because you asked, but I don't like, they're not being personal or petty. Although right now she's drinking and now she's being petty about it. But I think originally, remember she started with a compliment to Leah. She was saying, we never got to hear the compliment, but she was saying, I think the smartest thing you said. And she was saying, because it's so weird, basically, Ramona's always talking shit about you. But I think the opposite is where she was going with all that. Mm-hmm. And we just never got to hear it. So I think she's just she just tells it how it is. Like, oh, you're actually really cool. Because over here, they told me you weren't. and like, I guess you have to filter these things with the housewives a little better and not just say exactly what's on your mind. But yeah, I'm kind of sad to see
that, because that's fun. A fun thing about a housewife is that she is unapologetic and she talks about what's on her mind and she says it without a problem. Like, that's not bad at all. But when you are like, if you saw that it was a trigger, don't go that down that road. When you see that she's drunk, you know, that's the thing about it. Like, and she's just going because everyone already knows. You know, they have seen how she reacted on the table, the dinner table with the word clown. So why go there? Why go there? Like, come on, like, really do not go there.
And it could be because she's also drinking. And so she's also in a feistier mode.
Drunk, I know. And if you see that she's drunk, don't go there. She's like, oh, yeah, whatever. And let it go. But Vershawn, because she hasn't been around them, doesn't know that this is not normal Sonya. This is bad Sonya when she's drunk. This is mad Sonya drunk. So that's the interesting part about it, that we are going to get someone that is not going to excuse Sonya for being drunk, the mad drunk that she gets. She's not the happy drunk. She's the mad drunk. And because we don't know. We don't know what is going to happen next week. We don't know what are they going to show? How it's going to play out?
Yeah, because it seems pretty calm right now at this point. Everyone's ready to probably exit to their own rooms. So I am curious. Happens. Yeah. Because what?
Something happens that Sonya goes, that the producers and everyone else gets between them and they grab Sonya and Sonya's like mad about it. And that's where the physical altercation comes. I don't want to say it. I want to watch the episode because I don't want to get ahead of myself and I don't want to judge what Vershawn may say or may do that triggers Sonya more, because maybe Sonya's in the wrong and I have to accept that Sonya may be wrong.
I think Sonya might be wrong. If this continues on the path, I think Sonya is already seeing red. Yeah. And I think Vershawn's going to try to walk away, but Sonya is not having it. And I think Sonya's going to follow her. And then Vershawn's going to probably snap at that point. But I think even right now at the end of the episode, I think Sonya is seeing red and she is not going to let this go.
Not going to, because the clown comment triggered her
big time.
And I don't know why, but my mind tells me that it has to do with the ex, with the Morgans, with her.
Oh, divorce. Do you think so?
Because maybe she was a clown to them, you know, because she's been.
Oh, that would be sad. That was true.
You know, remember that she's like, she's funny. Mm-hmm. So maybe she was referred to that because maybe it's not the first time that she has been called that, you know? So because the pain that she exhibits when being called a clown,
mm-hmm.
It's a trigger word. And that's not something that you just get a trigger for, because believe me, I may have trigger words and I've never had a clown. And I'm pretty sure that most of the people on this planet, of the 7 billion people on this planet, one of the words that is not going to be a trigger is going to be clown.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, people just call me a bitch all the time. But I probably own it. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Resting bitch face. Everyone's like,
yeah.
Because you have such a resting bitch face. And then you're like, and I'm like, yeah. And they were like, oh, so you're not. I'm like, this is my face. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, like, I kind of just own it now. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I am kind of moody. I love it. So yeah, I mean, we're all flawed, right? But I see what you're saying about Sonia, and I think when I look at it through your eyes, it's very sad and very hurtful, and I just, again, like you said, I'm on pins and needles. I'm going to do some polls and see what our channel fans, whose side are they on, what do they feel. And I'm cringing at next week already. Like, oh, I don't want to see this go down.
Because that's why I said at the beginning of the show, of the season, that Sonia is going to get a bad edit.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be a hard season for her. And it's not even a bad edit per se. It's just that it's a bad season for her. That's plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Dorinda's bad season.
Right.
That she had. But let's face it, Dorinda had like two bad seasons where she was just meaner and meaner and meaner and meaner and meaner and meaner. And you're like, whoa, this is not the Dorinda that we know and love. And I miss Dorinda. And I think she would have been a great, great ally for Ebony. And I think she would have been a great ally, you know, to really bring
buffer between them.
Buffer between them.
Like Ramona and Ebony. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I really, really think that. And I really... And we missed that part of Dorinda, because Dorinda in the end was fun. She knew she had real friendships with them, and she could get it. You know, I'm pretty sure that she could have had a really good friendship with Ebony. And maybe that
I think
may
so
happen,
too. I think know? They would have vibed. That's what I'm concerned with, because I want Dorinda back also. But now, let's say we bring her back next season, she would have missed out on this first season with Ebony. And so then that's going to be awkward. She'll be the only one that never got to know Ebony last season or this season. So I do want Dorinda back, but I wonder how they'll balance that out. I also want Tinsley back.
They have met outside, Roni. You know, they have.
I think
they met off season, because during Watch What Happens Live, she says, Dorinda says, "Oh, that's my girl. Like, she, I love her. Like, she's so great."
Oh, good. Okay.
Ebony says that about Dorinda, and I'm like, "Whoa, okay." So you've met her. I think I'm pretty sure.
Oh, good.
And so we'll see. I don't know. We don't have any evidence about it. Because we've never, it's not like the photos that she has with Bethany.
Yeah.
But, you know.
They need to figure this out for Roni too, because we're treading on a huge age gap. Like Ramona's 65, Luann's 57, almost 60, Sonia's 57, almost 60. And then Leah's 39 and Ebony's 37. That's a 20-year difference. Like, we need to either figure out how to retire our favorites, but in a way where it's respectful. Like, I think if we had lunches with, like, the new girls and them, then we can still keep both generations happy and then slowly phase them out, but not gone forever. Like, maybe if there was an annual party every year at Dorinda's house in the Hamptons and all Roni always gathers there, then we would always look forward to it. And we know that our our originals aren't gone. I mean, I don't know what the right answer is, but we got to figure this age thing out, because it's only going to get worse. You know, they're 60. There are parents, there are grandparents in some matters, and they're going to see life a certain way, but the world is changing and Bravo has to change with it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I think that, okay, if they bring, they've had a cast before of Roni being seven housewives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because right now it's they are five. Right now the friend of Bershon that is like making a six, but officially they have had seven housewives before, so they can have seven.
Mm-hmm.
And they can bring Dorinda back, and they can bring another housewife for Ebony. You know, that it's a mix that may be between Ebony and the girls, you know.
Can I get a Latina? I would like a request for a Latina.
Like, it can be a Latina. It can be another friend of Ebony. Like, they have the options about it. That's the thing.
Do you keep Ramona? Actually, if you bring back Dorinda, are you keeping Ramona?
Yeah.
So you're bringing back Luann, Dorinda, Ramona, and Sonia?
Yeah.
And then you're bringing back Ebony, Leah, and a new housewife?
And a new one. And yes.
Because maybe. End, yeah, maybe that
could work. Or maybe I could integrate Dorinda as a friend of. You know, she can come as a friend of, as Tamra is rumored to be coming for OC.
See, and I think that would be okay, but we got to give them special titles. They can't run the Kiteron underneath it. They can't say friend of.
They say friend of, but it's not going to be like friend of per se.
I know. I'm just saying producers need to give them a special title. Put respect on it. Like founding housewife or something.
It's just that they don't have the responsibility of being a housewife.
Right, a full timer.
Mm-hmm. Everything. And that's what at one point Tamra said at an interview, that at first she was hurt. But afterwards, with the whole thing that she had with her ex and all that, and the cancer scare and her kids and all that, that was the great thing that they didn't tape that year. And she was in a housewife for that year because she had that time off. And afterwards, she's been talked to about, and I'm talking about Tamra of OC, that they approach her and she is like liking this because she can be part of it. She can, but she doesn't have to be on everything, you right. know,
and that's what I mean. If the title was better, I think a lot of them would be open to it. But I think a lot of the ones with the bigger egos, like Vicky, I think it's very demeaning to them. How dare you call me friend of? And they don't want to see that attached to their name on the screen when it pops up. And so I wish that producers would be respectful and think of something. Like, you know, in Mexican culture, you have like the madrina, right? She's not the mother, but she's equally important in a quinceañera. She's your madrina. Yeah. And so your godmother. And so there should be a word so that they can all like be okay with it and have pride in it instead of feeling like they're demoted. Cause I do agree. It probably feels shitty. They're the founding members. So maybe if we have, you know, a title that long-term members could be like original apple holder or something, or not apple holder, but you know, something that's prestigious. I can't think right now, but VP member or something. There has to be something they need to think of so that they can have these Dorinda moments and it's not part-time friend of, you know, it's exclusive, you know, legacy. Like legacy Roni, and then it puts the years that they were on the franchise. You're a legacy. I mean, you know, these people with big egos would love that. They'd be so happy to be a legacy. Like you're part of the Hall of Fame now. And I think that mm-hmm. would like give them something to aspire to, you know, to be a Hall of Famer, which means you have served on a franchise over 15 years. Now you get to be a legacy. And so really it's retirement. You know, so that we can get new blood in. But I do think they need to give them their special recognition. They've earned it.
Yeah, totally. They've earned it. Totally. But yeah.
So we shall see what happens next week with Miss Sonia Tremont Morgan.
We shall see.
Oh my goodness. Any last thoughts or wishes you have before we head on out?
I'm just like waiting on pins and needles for next week to see.
I know, right? Well, keep it here, guys. We're all waiting to see how this all turns out, and we will be coming back hopefully with a timely recap next week, and we'll be with you guys. So stay tuned with us. Keep it right there. Latinas watching Bravo. Follow us on all social media at Bravo Latinas, or you can just type in Latinas watching Bravo. We'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.